come along. It's those couple of months that those of us living on the desert floor of Arizona question our sanity. Why are we and 5.5 other million people here? Well, a good percentage of you are smart and have a home up north. And at least you can spend 2 or 3 days out of every week up at your home in Yavapai or Coconino County. And if you do, just remember, we have Rosie certified partners serving those counties as well. So when those homes in the cooler climates of Arizona need attention, go to rosieonthehouse.com, type in the zip code of that particular home, type in the service you'd like done, and our website will automatically give you the Rosie certified partners that are closest to you. We've got you covered.
Got a texter that was mentioning, one was asking, where can I find, is there any place that has do-it-yourself misting systems? And there is a company out in Deer Valley called AeroMist that is a retail shop. You walk in and they've got kits and parts in there and repair parts. Then a texter, he's going to check his invoice when he gets home, but he found a place that repaired his pump down on 20th Street in Washington. I'm looking around, I can't find any business listings there. The only equipment repair company I can find is a industrial kitchen stuff for restaurants. Pretty sure that's not it. So,
well, great.
We'll be able to build out a few additional resources for that. And you had mentioned Elliot is still there.
This is one of the great things about the show. We throw a problem out there, give you our best advice on how to solve it. Many times we'll get input by text or by phone calls from another listener saying, hey, I've had that problem before, and this is how I solved it. And if we just gather all that information and continuously feed it to our website so that our website has the most current, up-to-date information about any question you might have about Arizona home ownership. So our website, rosieonthehouse.com, becomes your encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership. What was the question about cooling a garage? That was texted in.
3-car garage. One bay is used for his woodworking shop, and he's trying to figure out how to get that cool. And he wanted to know. He asked specifically about mini splits, but that is before we get into mini splits. That would be another function of your roll around evap cooler. You could move it from garage to patio, patio to garage.
It could be. That would be the most economical, but depending on what he has invested in tools, evap cooling. Sharp edge cutters, blades, planers, the tabletop of your table saw. I would tell him he's going to be infinitely happier if he goes ahead and bites the big bullet and installs a mini split. Go ahead and just put the air conditioner in there. Your cars will be happier. You'll be happier. It actually will cost you less money to air condition the garage with a mini split than it will cost you to get it somewhat comfortable with an evap cooler. And then as that cooler keeps taking outside air and making it moist and introducing it to all that equipment, you could get some premature rusting on some of it. And then if you close the door and it just keeps humidifying the same air over and over and over and over again, you have to be careful about that as well.
Not pressurized.
Well, it gets so moist in there that, you know, then your wood is getting the grain raised as it's passing over the wet table saw face table.
All right. Well, we've got Greg online. One wants to talk about a little outbuilding. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Thanks as always for helping us out here in the community. I have a need to build a shed, just a tool shed. The issue is I've got a fairly narrow side yard in which to place it. And I'm not finding exactly what I want out there in, you know, kind of the pre-built stuff. I really just need a place for the lawnmower and the wheelbarrow and the, you know, hand tools and garden tools, things like that. So dimension wise, I'm thinking about 8 or 9 feet wide or long, I guess, and then just about 4 or 5 feet deep, you know, against the house. So, and then one sort of side consideration is the door. So because it's narrow, I could get by with a swinging door, I guess. I'm wondering if it wouldn't be easier for me, actually, though, to have either like a roller-type garage door that goes straight up, or maybe one of those barn-type doors that rides on a rail that you right. slide out of the way.
Right.
So I guess my questions are twofold. Who would I? I'm thinking. This is probably a little beyond my pay grade. Who would I look for to do something like this? Thoughts about the doors.
Where are you, Greg? Where are you?
56th Street and Bell.
Oh, okay.
Just out of curiosity, I know while Rosie's looking up that, have you looked at the website Urban Shed Concepts?
I'm not familiar with that one.
You can almost custom build it just what you want, and it will be more cost effective than building one yourself.
And even having it site built. Urban Shed Concepts.
Give me the Urban Shed Concepts. Okay.
And then once you go there, there's the option design your shed, you fill out your information, and then you just start putting your dimensions, you select your roof type, your
features,
style, design,
doors.
I think you're going to be able to get the prepackaged size that'll fit in your space. Give that a try, and if that doesn't work, let us know and we'll get a crew out there.